Bethel resident and Arutigarmut Native Council member Bev Hoffman has protested the proposed Donlin gold mine for years, and she is frustrated that the state's Department of Natural Resources only gave tribes 15 days to comment on a dozen water right permits that it has granted to Donlin Gold. She says there are a lot of barriers to getting public comment on the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta.
We are in lockdown. Communities are in lockdown. They're not meeting. They don't have the data, internet data, to hold big Zoom meetings.
And she's worried that Donlin Gold's plans for these streams will disrupt people's lives. The Donlin Gold Mine would be one of the biggest in the world if completed, and it needs a lot of water for its treatment plant to clean up the mercury and other toxins released during its operations. These water right permits give Donlin Gold permission to draw down the water of nearby streams for its operations.
There's too many negatives in the development of an open pit mine the size of Donlin on our river, in our land, that we need for food security.
The Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta is one of the most food insecure regions in the country. Many of its residents cannot access three meals a day. Most YK Delta residents depend on subsistence foods for the majority of their diet. The Kuskokwim River is the primary food source, and the Donlin Gold Mine site would sit near one of its tributaries. The company has emphasized its commitment to building the mine as safely as possible. A spokesperson for the state, Dan Sadler, says the process was legal. State statute allows a 15-day comment period. The state can extend the deadline period, but Sadler says they haven't gotten a request to do that from any of the tribes or organizations who commented. For KYUK News, I'm Christy Schallenberger.